Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the One Only Phoebe Says What? Check it. First of all, for everyone who listened in on the live show, thank you very much. I really, really appreciate it. Obviously, the audio was a bit, So here's me back doing it again. Take two, same story, different level of passion this time because now y'all can hear me clearly. But first of all, I want to give a shout out to everyone who got their A-level results today or any form of results. I just want to say well done. You know, whether you're off to uni or you're doing a degree apprenticeship or, you know, you're working or anything else, honestly, well done. And for those that it didn't necessarily go the way you planned, the way you intended it, trust me, it is not the end of the world. Like, listen, my story in itself is crazy enough. And so if I am where I am today, going through clearing and not going my way, trust me, things will work out for you too. So a bit of an introduction to who I am. My name is Phoebe Durajaya. Phoebe says, well, Phoebes, whatever you want to call me, it works for me. And I am, well, technically, I'm a second year medical student. Past first year, thank God, listen, because first year, interesting. But no, honestly, I'm a second year med student. I go to Holyoke Medical School. I'm based in New York. Shout out to the Hims gang, PBL 14. That's my family right there. Love y'all. And yeah, you know, we'll do another like Q&A Care to Know Me video later. But today's episode is about results, getting in through clearing and all that kind of stuff. So I thought I'm going to tell you a story of how I got in to arguably one of the hardest degree, I guess, one could do. In my opinion, you know what I mean? Medicine's not easy. And yeah, just looking back, like this time last year on A-level results day morning, I had zero offers, been rejected by every medical school I applied to, had no interviews. Like literally all I had was IB results, hopes and prayers, like straight up. And so to then end the day on such a high, which is what I'll get into in a moment, I'm just so grateful. Like it was a complete turnaround. So I thought, let's start from the beginning, take you way, way back, 2018, GCSE summer, got my results, drove to my sixth form. So I went to St. Angela's Ursuline School for secondary school. So shout out to my SCA crew. Hope you guys are good. And then I drove to my sixth form. Well, my mom drove. I didn't drive at the time. Anyway, drove to sixth form and I went to Dartford Grammar School. And if you're wondering, Dartford Grammar School, do the International Baccalaureate. So yes, I did the International Baccalaureate. Listen, for those of you who are IB fighters and conquerors, shout out to you because the IB is not for the weak. I'm going to say it again. The IB is not for the weak, y'all. I did higher level biology, chemistry, geography, and standard level English, math studies, and French. Oh, listen, that IV, just thinking back to it, I'm like, nah, it was fun, but y'all, it wasn't easy. But yeah, we'll get into that. So essentially, chosen my subject and obviously started in September. And I mean, for me, kind of going from a state school to a grammar school, but even just doing from GCSEs, I guess the whole kind of memorizing, you know, game, it's not super hard. And then going into the IB, it's a jump. Like, it was interesting, and I feel like for me, I had like an adjustment period. And being someone who, for example, went to primary school, then went to my secondary school, being the only one from my school, then my secondary school being the only one to go to my sixth form, then my sixth form going to like my uni, and I guess being by myself until I found someone who, or found a few people who actually went. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, you know, you just bump into someone. But anyway, I digress. And so, for me, I've always kind of had that independence, you know, go do you represent, that kind of a thing. Like I used to say something that I'm going to leave my sixth form with you knowing my name, even if I don't know yours. Bit cocky, I say confident. Anyway, so obviously adjusting, you know, to my subjects, that kind of a thing. Now in my sixth form, if anyone went to Dartford, there's something called the hurdle exams. Now, if that doesn't bring any memories for any Dartfordian, then I don't know what does, because that hurdle exam, essentially, it's exam for those who do the sciences. So if you do biology, chemistry, computer science, any form of math, you do the exam at a higher level. So the hurdle exam is a metaphor. Why? Because you can either jump over the hurdle, you can either run into the hurdle, you can either stumble at the hurdle, or you wave and just take the hurdle. And let's just say your girl jumped over that biology hurdle pretty well. You know, it was a... that hurdle exam. Like, listen, if you've got an example, obviously I know we haven't done exams in ages. You know, those of you who have, well done to you. I haven't done it in the whole exam. But anyway, there's a point in the exam where, you know, the test is so hard that everybody looks to the heavens, hoping that answer will fall down from the sky. Whether you revised or not, everybody's looking up, sighing left, right, and center. And that was the chemistry exam, at least for me. I don't know about the rest of you, but mate, that chemistry exam, not only did I fall at the hurdle, I stumbled fantastically. I don't think you could ever fail something with flying colors, because that's what I did. So essentially, the way that IB it works, you get 7 being a higher, 7 being an A star, 6 being basically an A, 5, B, 4, C, 3 basically is a fail. Like, you don't want to get a 3. So guess what she got? I got a 3. Yep, that's right. Got a 3 in chem, and I was like, ooh. And obviously, I did double science at GCSE, so obviously, me wanting to do medicine and that kind of stuff, like, you'd hear, oh my gosh, if you do double science, you know, it's going to be so hard to get in. Well, I mean, I'm here now, so clearly it's possible. But yeah, so I had to have the conversation with my teacher. Obviously, I guess they have your best interest at heart, see if you can handle it, blah, blah, blah. I had the conversation. He was like, so, you know, the score, are you thinking of doing any other subject to replace it? And I was just like, no. And you know, you're just like, damn, like, listen, I'm trying to do medicine. Like, I can't start off like this. You know what I mean? And it was so interesting because I remember after that hurdle exam, like our first kind of report based on, I guess, GCSEs and other stuff, I think I was pretty, I got like predicted 29 points and I was just like, 29. Do you know who I am? But you know what? Fair enough. So after the conversation with my teacher, I've gone out the building, called my dad, and I was like, Pops, yeah, my teacher's going to call you. These times, so I was trying to call my dad. So I don't think my chemistry teacher knew. Shout out to you, sir. But I heard everything you were saying to my dad. So essentially, called my dad. My dad called me and my mum. So we were all on, like, I guess, a 3-way, 4-way call, whatever you want to call it. I'm listening in, hearing what he's saying. And honestly, like, shout out to the parents, because my dad was like, yeah, well, she's going to still do it. We're going to give her the help, get the help she needs. She's going to work hard, figure it out. And that's exactly what I did. So I started trying out different methods, with chemistry, really working at it, like really focusing on it, because I guess I wasn't doing too well. So I started doing better, getting 5s here, getting 6s, getting cheeky 7s. I'm like, okay, things are looking good. Other subjects that I'm finding all right, like pretty cool, like, you know, I mean, my nickname in sixth form was Serious Candidate. Like, listen, yo, I played hard, worked hard. So anyone who sees me at uni, you're thinking, this girl does up enjoyment. Listen, I do up enjoyment because I do the work too. Let's not get it twisted. And so obviously now application process in terms of like, cool, I've done my marks, got my predicted grades, got predicted 40 points out of 45, which is like, I guess, maybe like 4 A stars or 3 A stars and like 2 A's or whatever. Did that. And then, anybody who did an admissions exam, see those words? It should just bring flashbacks. So I did the UCAT and the BMAT. And y'all, let me tell you, the UCAT and BMAT is not for the weak. That's what I'm going to say on that. Like, it's not. And I keep saying it's not for the weak here because it will test you in many different areas. So essentially, what the UCAT is, for those who don't know, is an entrance exam that's done online for medicine in the UK and I guess certain other countries. I don't know too much about them, but do it in the UK. And it has like areas like quantitative reasoning, verbal reasoning, decision making, situational judgment, then something else. But look, I've done it, so I don't have to do it again. I don't really know like that. So essentially, I'm spending summer revising for that, you know, like working at it, you know, also being very mindful that I'm doing my personal statement, trying to get work experience, and so on and so forth. And so it flashbacks. It comes to the test date now. Now, obviously, I've done my driving theory in that same summer. So I'm like, cool, I'm used to the environment, been there before, walked in, sat at my desk with the computer, put in my earplugs in, written what I need to do on the paper or the whiteboard rather, in that like block section. I've now started the exam. I'm looking at the question, time is ticking. I'm thinking, wow, God help me, Jesus. Because, you know, once again, that moment you're looking up and you're thinking, mate, what am I seeing? And that's why I'm like, the UCAT isn't an intelligence test, because me, I'm not an idiot. Like, and so I'm looking at these questions and I'm looking at what I'm doing. I'm like, well, listen, you've got to do what you've got to do. You've got this, keep it stepping. So I'm doing it now. Test is now done. And obviously, I guess what's good about it is that you get your result on the day. Some see it as good, some see it as bad. So essentially, I've left the computer area room, and then I've gone to the front desk. And obviously, I'm now hearing the printer go, thinking, cool, paper's out. Here you go, love, taking the paper. Didn't open it, absolutely not. I'm seeing one girl jumping over here. I'm seeing one guy crying. I'm like, God, please. And then I've gone to the bus stop, opened the paper. I'm seeing, obviously, you have to kind of like add all the scores together, divided by four to get your final score. I've done the maths. I'm thinking 590, impossible. I'm like, I've redone it. I've seen 600. I'm saying, okay, calm. Did it again, 590. I'm like, nah, impossible. And obviously, we've kind of been told at sixth form, a competitive score is like 650. Like, obviously, that's not the only thing that gets you into medicine, but trust me, like a good UCAT does help. So I'm thinking, fantastic, absolutely amazing. It's not going well. And I just remember standing at the bus stop, yeah, for like a good 15 minutes, adding it and being like, nah, what is going on? Why me? But anyway, on my way home now, I'm now on the train, on the DLR. And then I see my head of you. And you know when you're sitting down, you're like, please don't see me. Please don't see me. Please don't. Like, not today. Any other day, fine. But today, no. Then she sees me, she's like, hey, Phoebe, how you doing? And I'm like, I'm good. And she's like, oh, where are you coming from? And I'm like, an exam, da, 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 da. She's like, oh, I bet you smashed it. So proud of you, well done. Going to a grammar school, blah, 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 doing the IB. And I'm sitting there, yeah. And you know when you just want to cry, like, as in my voice is trembling, it's sounding a bit like this. To the point where I'm like, if she saw a teardrop, I definitely blame the hay fever. I kept sniffing as if my nose was running. These times it wasn't running, but I thought, cool, hay fever season. If the eyes are a bit red, it's hay fever. Cool. Gone home, told my parents to sit. They were like, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Just go pray. Go play on your piano, like worship and sing. And I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not in anyone's mood. So I went into my room, went on my bed, and I literally just stayed in bed. And I only left my room to go to the toilet. Yeah, like it was bad. Yo, I stayed in bed from Friday afternoon when I did my exam till Sunday morning because I was just so upset. And I was like, and I guess being the oldest and of four and having a lot of younger cousins rather, and just being someone that I guess certain people look up to, I just kind of felt like, mate, I've carried a lot on my shoulders and I don't want to disappoint anybody. But most importantly, like I don't want to disappoint myself. And I felt like I had done so. But I was like, you know what? It is what it is. So I didn't leave my room until officially Sunday morning when I went to church. And I was like, Phoebe, you know what? There's no point sulking. What's happened has happened. On to the next. And I started praying for the BMAT. So started revising for that over summer, briefly looking at content, going over it, trying to make sure, looking at my options. And obviously, I had this book at the beginning of sixth form. I had written every med school in the UK, IB requirements, GCSE requirements. So when I had like UCAS meetings with like the UCAS admissions tutor, I would show her the book. So she was like, oh, you're prepared, like you know your stuff, which is why I say I feel like the way everything panned out wasn't because I lacked knowledge or ability or diligence, but because it needed to happen for me to understand and appreciate where I'm at, but also to meet certain people and so on and so forth. We'll get into that. So essentially now, ran for the BMAT call, got back to sixth form now, and it's personal statements season. I'd written mine over summer, but final details, I'm helping people write personal statements, you know, giving advice and so on and so forth. Like to the point where I was talking to one of my friends the other day and they were like, nah, Phoebe, you were the head teacher of personal statement. Like, listen, I knew my stuff. Like in GCSE, like I was the walking spec. Like teacher would be like, yeah, so in the sciences we're doing that. I'm like, miss, no, it's not in spec. So unless it's extra knowledge, can we do this maybe after school, whatever, whatever. So like, I knew my stuff. And so it was just something where I was like, cool, get your head in the game, do what you've got to do. And obviously, being the serious candidate, it's like everyone in their head has an idea of what Phoebe's doing. Oh, I bet Phoebe's doing this, bet Phoebe's doing that. And you know, the ones who are just like, mate, little did you know that my UCAT was very funny. And yeah, so I ended up applying to King's, UCL, King's, UCL, Holyoke Medical School, Leicester, and Birmingham for biomed. And let me tell you something now, I'm gonna say it twice. Don't fall in love with the idea of something, but the reality of it. So I'm gonna say it again. Don't fall in love with the idea of something, but the reality of it. And the reason why I say that is because I fell in love with the idea of going to all these different unis, but my reality, I am now so much in love with and I appreciate, but I wouldn't have known it back then. And so, obviously, the BMAT exam is October 30th. You send off your UCAS application October 15th. And so, essentially, you have to. Sorry, essentially, I was like, cool, the main focus is the BMAT and getting the application sent off, because like my mocks are somewhere in between the 50th and the 30th. And I was like, look, it's priority, but obviously I'm y'all revise for your mocks, yeah. But I was like, the BMAT has greater value to me in this current season. So obviously now, I have a meeting with the UCAS admission tutor to send off my application on Friday. And predicted grades are patterned except one subject. Everyone say it with me, chemistry. And so my chemistry teacher was like, oh, you know what? If you come in, I'll move up your grade from a 5 to a 6. Because if anyone is Dartford Grammar School, love a spreadsheet, they've got things calculated to the T based on every class test you did, every homework you did. Listen, pattern. I have to clap for them on that. Like, listen. And so my teacher was like, I'll move it up for you. You know, that kind of a thing. And so, cool. Sir says, come see me on Tuesday. Guys, it's Tuesday. Sir's not there. I'm thinking, wow. Cool. I said, fine. You know what? Maybe he'll show up tomorrow. Come now Wednesday to his office. Sir's not there. Asking friends, have you seen Mr. Da 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 da? They're like, yeah, no, don't think he's in. I said, wow. Thursday, day before I'm supposed to go see the UCAS teacher, send it off. Obviously, the actual deadline is the 15th, but my sixth form does things earlier. So Thursday now, sir, no show. I'm thinking, Lord have mercy. Like, what's going on? Like, I've jumped over the hurdles in terms of like, cool, I've done the UCAT now, I've accepted reality. I'm doing what I'm doing, working hard, and you're not here. Cool. Friday, I'm supposed to see the UCAT, UCAS admissions tutor at like 1:30. Cool, it's 12. No show. 12:30 here. I'm thinking, wow. Then I just see someone coming up the staircase. If you see the way I swiftly ran, sir, yeah, my grade, he's like, oh yeah, I remember. I was thinking, mate, do you know the way my heart has been panicking and I've been praying at home, thinking, yo, God, this man has to come in because I need to send this application off. So he comes in, does it, da da da, wishes me good luck, send off my UCAS application that day, and I'm like, okay, cool. The waiting game begins. And some say the waiting game begins. Let's just say that's where my rejection started to come through. Y'all, I will never forget my first rejection from King's. Now, King's is the uni I guess I thought I really wanted to go to. It's a good uni and whatever. I'd gone to various things over summer, like workshops, new people that went there. My mum literally just finished the master's there. Like, shout out to her, past that, did that, big up to you. And so I was like, okay, cool, be nice to follow mum's footsteps, that kind of a thing. And then I remember, obviously, serious kind of been helping different people, like interviews and practicing for myself. And I remember someone I like knew, like one of my friends, like must have been like had an interview. And obviously, interviews are not coming. And this is what, like November, thinking, oh well, it is what it is. And I'd got an offer from Birmingham for biomed, but I was like, I'm not doing that. But I appreciate it, you know, ego boost. And then she sends me a message. I got into King's, da 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 da, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, that's really good. Well done. Like, that's amazing, thank God. And let me tell you something, word of advice, listen, if you celebrate with people will celebrate when it's your own. Like, and so, yeah, like, and yeah, so essentially now she's told me she's got in. I kid you not, like 30 seconds later to a minute, I get a ping, UCAS trackers updated, an email. So I've gone into track, logging in. And obviously, I've got the offer from Birmingham for Bymus. I'm thinking it's only up from here. Opened it. Unfortunately, you have been rejected by King's College London. And I was like, no. My heart actually sunk. Like, I was like, really? And oh, I sat there. And at this point, yeah, you know, you're just like numb to the pain because it didn't feel real. And I was like, you know what, Phoebe, still have hope. It is what it is. Keep it stepping, keep it moving. Like, that's their loss, not mine. Even though it kind of was, but you know, it is what it is. And then, cool, I was like, one down, three to go. Then it hits like December. Holyoke Medical School opened it, track updated, unfortunately. And these times just like, oh, wow. Now, remember at the beginning, what uni did I say to go to? Holyoke Medical School. Cool. What uni rejected me? Holyoke Medical School. But anywho, so it's now January. I'm thinking, okay, calm. You know what? Still got two more. It is what it is. I'm now in sixth form. Opened, got a notification in like the open computer space area. Obviously, I'm now sitting in the corner. But let me quickly open it. Opened it. Unfortunately, at this point, or unfortunately was such a key word. Like, I was like, it is what it is. Your loss, whatever. But I just remember quickly shutting it down. I'm like, I don't want anyone to ask me questions. Oh, was that track you're checking? Nope, didn't say anything. Yeah, and I was just like, man, this is heartbreaking. Like, but I was like, you know what? Yeah, it is what it is. Keep it stepping, keep it moving. And then I was like, you know what? Maybe God wants me to go to UCL. So I was like, fine, it is what it is, whatever. At this point, like, I'm so numb to the pain. It is what it is. But I felt like in those moments, I was learning lessons in the sense of still have hope. You can still encourage people along the way, that kind of a thing, because other people I knew were getting rejected. But having that confidence and that faith in my ability and the God I serve, I was like, cool, I can do this. And then I digress. So into another part of the story, I was doing my driving lessons during, I guess, November, December time. And I booked my driving test for Friday, for February 18th. And obviously everyone knows when you're doing your driving, you don't really tell anybody too tough. You just post a cheeky snap. Oh my gosh, I got my driving, yay! So yeah, didn't really tell anybody. Went to a test center now, confident, cool, I can do this. Guys, when I tell you, doing well. I've got to a point where you can't even see me, but I'm here. The test center is 20 seconds away drive. I kid you not. I can see it. I can see my instructor waiting for me. Cool. My light has gone green. I'm a calm person by nature. Don't really, like, I'm not like, oh my gosh, like over jumpy in terms of like reacting to things. And so my light is green, but the light on the other side is red. A woman's now ran a red light. Obviously, my foot is still on the brake. Keyword, my foot is still on the brake. But then the examiner pressed the brake, I guess out of, I guess, fear, or because she like ran it real quick. And in that moment, I was just like, yes, yeah, game over. Because I think I'd watched a video that like, if they press the brake, like it's game. But I was thinking, no, there's still hope. It is what it is. And obviously, I'm like, mate, I needed this win in the sense of my family friend and I, we kind of had a bet that if we get our driving license by our birthday, so mine is April, hers is April 1st, and I was like, we'll get a lot like sum of money. And obviously, listen, I like to win, so I was like, cool, calm. So my man presses the brake. I'm thinking, oh damn, but whatever. Pulled up to the test center, 20 seconds away, remember that? And then he's like, yeah, you did well, but unfortunately, I'm gonna have to fail you because you know, you didn't. I'm thinking, no way. And y'all, it's bad because I remember, yeah, the door, the car wasn't locked in terms of like he could get out. I pressed the lock again. I said, you're not leaving. Obviously, I said this in my head. I couldn't say it out loud. But in my head, I was like, mate, you're not leaving this place until you pass me. Like, you're not getting out. I was just thinking, what's going on? But anyway, let him go. Drove back home. And I was talking to my instructor. He was like, don't worry. Like, I wasn't really sure what's going on. It is what it is. It'll be fine. And then called my parents on the way back. They were like, don't worry about it. We'll transfer you the money to book another test. Listen, when I tell you I love and appreciate my parents, because these lot support me through and through. So, booked another test. Guys, remember, I'm trying to win the bet. Or not even a bet, but just trying to get by my birthday. Tell me why. The next available date, April 25th. I'm thinking, oh my goodness. April 25th, which means I've now lost the money, flipping, rejected by three med schools already. Like, what's going on? And so, yeah, man, it was peak. But essentially, I was like, it is what it is. And every day, consistently, I made it my mission to check the DVLA website to see if there were any dates available. Now, those of you who've been trying to get your license in the pandemic and everything, y'all know how hard it is. So yeah, I did that, wasn't seeing any dates. And then one morning, I remember I was on my way to chemistry tuition, and I was like, I checked the date, the DVLA like website, to see if there's any test dates available. I've now seen the 19th of March. I'm thinking, I was at the station, I was like, God, if I go to chemistry tuition and I come back to this exact same spot and the test date is still available, I'm going to book it. Gone to chemistry tuition now, and the tuition, gone back to the station, like, obviously it's a good, like, chemistry tuition was like an hour 30, 20 minutes walk to the station, so on and so forth. So plenty of time for someone else to snatch the date. But listen, when something is meant for you and ordained for you, it will be for you. So obviously, come back to that spot in the station, I've completely forgotten. I'm out on the train. I've checked, like, it just hit me. And then I've checked, the date is available. I booked it ASAP. And I'm thinking, Phoebs, okay, you've got to do this. Cool. Test date is now booked for the 19th of March. So I'm going to continue the driving story because it'll make sense. So essentially, back to the whole, you know, uni story. And so, obviously, being rejected by Leicester, so I only have UCL now, I'm waiting for, and I'm like, cool, calm. I'm now on rugby tour. Shout out to the rugby guys at Dartford Grammar School. Y'all know who you are. Big up to you lot. And so, on the rugby tour, having fun with the girls, you know what I mean, all that kind of stuff. And I think it was like a Saturday, and we were like out bowling, chilling in town. I'm seeing coronavirus on the news. Like, we're watching it, like, to the point where we're even saying, oh, kuru, kuru, like laughing and stuff. I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, this thing is interesting. Anywho, now leaving the bowling alley now, I've got another ping. UCAS tracker's updated, and I'm like, listen, I can't take another rejection at this point. I failed my driving, and I've been rejected by three. Like, I'm still trying to have hope here. Yeah, opened it. I've seen unfortunate. I said, oh, babe. I fall in love with the idea of UCL by now. So thinking, cool, I'm going to go there. People ask me, oh, what do you think of going to UCL? I've said it. I'm declaring it. And it's then to see rejection. So I called my parents. And they were like, cool, do you want to go to uni, maybe in Europe, you know, do med elsewhere, da, 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 da. And I don't know where this faith and courage came from, but I was like, mark my words, in September, I'm going to medical school, not only in the United Kingdom, but in England. Where? I have no idea, but is it going to happen? By God's grace. So said that, cut the phone. I remember going back to, like, the hotel, to my room, and I sat down, I was like, oh. Like, I actually almost wanted to cry, because I was like, Beams, what is going on? And it's so funny, because I remember, like, I guess when we were hearing this, you lot were probably laughing because I found the news and acted like nothing had happened. Like, literally being the banterous person I am, like, charismatic, just chilling, messing about and that kind of thing. So, like, you would never know I was rejected by the final, I guess, uni I had. So, yeah, that happened. And then come back to school now, won the Kent Championship tournament. You know, I was rugby captain in my sixth form, so that was really, really cool. Like, things are, like, you know, going turn around for the good. So I was like, cool, I'm going to go through clearing. I'm going to, you know, bang out the exam, just revise, work hard at that. Then, ladies and gentlemen, school shut down. But before school shut down, the announcement was like, I think on the 17th-ish, my driving was the 19th. Did my driving pass, by God's grace. Honestly, I passed, did well. And then next thing you know, the next day, guess what locked? School did, yep, y'all. School closed down the day after, and what made, I guess, me so happy and grateful to God about my getting my driving license was the fact that that test center was one of the very few open in London in my area at the time, because a lot of them were closing due to coronavirus and things like that. So I was like, wow, not only did I get it before school shut down, but I got it literally the week before lockdown. And I was like By the next week, we were in a lockdown, national lockdown. I was like, imagine if I hadn't gotten it. The heartbreak or the emotion I would have been experienced would have been something else. So honestly, I was so happy. Got that now. Cool. School's closed. I'm thinking, calm, you know, we'll do online lessons. Then, nope, exam gets cancelled. A-level exams get cancelled first. But I'm thinking, I did the international baccalaureate. They can't cancel an international exam. Best believe they did. And I was like, well, this is interesting, because I'm now like, mate, my plan to bang out with the exam, now it doesn't happen. And obviously IB has coursework, so I guess there's a bit of an indication, but I was like, that isn't enough. Like, I knew my stuff had been revised and I was ready. But anywho, cool. Lockdown happens, Fast forward, IB results day, that's July 6th. Open my results on the computer. And I've now got 41 points out of 45 in the IB, which is like, I'm going to say like, what, 40 stars, 2 A's, if you were to like grade calculate. And listen, I'm grateful, like, it only could have been God. But a part of me kind of felt if I had done the exam, I would have done a lot better. But still, can't lie, I cannot complain. I'm happy. So, on that day, I've decided I'm doing clearing for March. I've written down the unis, emailed them on my results day, calling them. They're like, yeah, unfortunately, you have to wait to A-level results day. You have to wait to A-level results day. And I'm like, okay, calm, whatever. The grades are good, you know, hopefully. And so, guys, I waited 1 month and 6 days to be exact. Because obviously IB results day is way before A-level results day. And so A-level results day morning. Oh, wait, I forgot. Guys, guess who did the UCAT again? I did. And guess who did worse in the second UCAT than the first one? And it just showed me, yeah, looking back at it, I'm like, mate, it wasn't about your ability. It was about, I felt like, what God wanted to do in my life at the time. And honestly, during the pandemic, I'd learned so many lessons, encouraged so many people with like my story and my journey, not knowing that it was going to be a fantastic outcome at the end. So listen, I encourage you and I say, listen, guys, it's not the end of the world just because you're going through clearing or you didn't get into the uni you wanted. Mate, listen, it'll all work together for your good. So obviously now, I've now done the UCAT again. Like I said, done it twice. Spent money twice, cool, thinking that I can use the second UCAT to help with clearing on A-level results day. Didn't even matter in the end. But anyway, A-level results day morning. Remember I said earlier, I had IB results, I had prayers, I had hopes and dreams. I had no interviews, no offers. Mate, it was scarce. But anywho, A-level results day morning, like, I've now woken up everyone up in my home. I was up by 6 a.m., y'all. Like, I was, you know when you're ready to fight, like, I was determined that, listen, I'm gonna get what I want, like, no matter what, like, it's gonna work together for my good. And so essentially, cool, it's now the morning, and obviously I have quite a large family, 6 of us, my grandmother's at the time was there as well, so I've taken everybody's phone. I'm now calling, this one's calling, my brother's calling, oh, Phoebs, is this uni, here you go. And by this time I'd memorized, like, I'd called so many unis, yeah, and I'd memorized my UCAS number, my results, like, everything in my brain, but kept hearing, no, unfortunately, we're not going into clearing, or yeah, we can't help you, or this or that. Now I'm on the hold to the phone, so I believe at Manchester, I'm second in the queue. Now if anyone's been on hold here for something that's very important to you, mate, being second is very close to first. So cool, I'm second in the queue. A phone call's now coming. I'm thinking, who is calling? Like, I'm literally so close to being number one. Cool. I thought, cool, let me just pick it up. Picked it up. I'm hearing, hello, is this Phoebe? We're calling from Holyoke Medical School. We'd like to offer you an interview. And I'm thinking, wait, what? Obviously, I've said yes. They're like, yeah, within an hour. I was like, yeah, sure. And then I've cut the phone. I kid you not. Phone rings again. The University of Sunderland. Hi, we're University of Sunderland. We'd like to offer you an interview. Cut that phone. The University of Aston. Mate, by like, in a space of 10 minutes, I've gone from having everyone saying no, unfortunately, blah, 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 to getting 3 interview offers. Like, what's going on? I'm even thinking, first of all, I only applied to Holyoke, so if anyone has my number, it's them. I don't know how the rest of you guys got my number. But anywho, I'm now preparing for the interview. Listen, we've had a whole pandemic, 6 months here. I haven't been in school for ages. Can't find any white shirts. Couldn't find a blazer. I had to, like, borrow my mom's blazer. These times we're not the same size, mate. I'm just sweating in the gear, like, it's peak. Cool. Don't even know where my interview stuff is. I was like, cool, I just print out my personal statement, which I'd had prepared prior to, so anyone ever's going through clearing, if you're hearing this now or in the future, have your personal statement on the piece, like, around you, that kind of thing, highlight certain sections. Because I was like, my biggest thing was, if I'd gotten an interview, like, you would meet me, I'm a vibe, like, I'm charismatic, I'm fun, good, like, I can talk my way out or into a lot of things. Anyway, so I was like, if you could just meet me. So given this opportunity, I was like, fantastic. And obviously it's an online interview, so I'm thinking, oh, will they be able to get the same energy? But did me. did the interview. And then, I kid you not, like 2 hours later, the phone rings again. I've seen the number, I'm like, cool, I recognize it. Picked it up, and I think it was like the head of the uni or something. And they were like, yeah, is this Phoebe? I was like, yeah. They were like, yeah, I've given feedback. Your interview was really, really good, blah, 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 blah. We'd like to offer you a space at the Holyoke Medical School to study medicine this September. And I was like, wait, I was in so much shock that I didn't even answer, to the point my dad was like, hey, say yes. Said yes. And they were like, yeah, well, congratulations. We'll send you all the further details. And guys, like, even thinking back, I'm speechless, because I'm like, wow, siblings are jumping, celebrating. Everybody's happy. Mum's here shouting, thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Da, 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 da. I've gone up to my room. And I sat down and I was like, wow, look at how you've come a full 360. The same uni that rejected you, the same uni that gave you an offer based on the first UCAT you did. And I'm just like, wow. Like, I sat there in such shock, because I was like, it doesn't make sense. And I look back and I'm like, mate, you needed to go through certain lessons. You needed to go through certain things to fully understand and value and appreciate where you are right now. And it was just so interesting, because I was like, sometimes if you are what you want to be, your destiny will never be what it needs to be. I'm going to say it again. Sometimes if you are what you want to be, your destiny will never be what it needs to be. And that was literally one of my testaments, in the sense of, like, damn, like, you know, you're just in shock. Like, how? But honestly, like, it wasn't my doing. Like, I honestly thank God, because it was unbelievable to think that the same girl that had no interviews, no offers in the morning, like that afternoon, I'd got interview, got an offer, to the point where I was, look at me being a bit cocky, I was like, yeah, I'm not doing the other interviews. My dad was like, yo, you better do it just in case you like those other units. I was like, listen, I've made my mind up with Hims. But anyway, did the other interviews, they rejected me. You know, you're just thinking, mate, you don't know that the person you're interviewing has an offer, mate. I'm Gucci, I'm good. And it's interesting, because like a song throughout lockdown for me, was by a song by Jonathan Traylor. If you follow me on Instagram, I do like my songs I'm listening to. My Instagram is Phoebe Durojay. That's PHOEBEDUROJAIYE. Yeah, but anywho, and I usually do like a song I'm listening to. I must have found this song over lockdown, because I'm a big music lover. And the song literally goes, like the lyrics go, Lord, you are good all the time. You always seem to blow my mind. Just when I thought you've done more than enough, you do one more thing to blow my mind. And those were the lyrics. I remember just playing that song over and over. Like, I would listen to it in my room singing it. This was before, I guess, results day. Like, sat down, I was like, wow. Nah, I am proud of you, kid, because it was a journey. And but honestly, I'll be very, very honest and truthful with you. I wouldn't trade it for the world, because not only did I learn so many lessons, I met incredible people along the way. And I'm looking at where I'm at now, and I'm like, it's genuinely shaped me to become who I am now. The determination I have, the diligence and all this kind of stuff. And yeah, like even being at Hims, like, I can't express enough how happy I am at the uni. Like, as in, I'm like, hold on, remember, don't fall in love with the idea of something, but the reality of it. Because I'm like, what you wanted for yourself wasn't what you needed. And it was interesting, because like, I look at what I'm doing. If I wasn't at York, I wouldn't be on the radio or doing a podcast or whatever you want to call it. So shout out to you, URY, for that. I would have met some of like my really good friends now, the incredible people I've met at Hims, I've met in York, I've met on the rugby team. Shout out to you, Rafka, anyone who's a fresher in York, or you're trying to, you're in York and you're not a fresher. Listen, Urafka is a team to be at. Incredible people. Such vibes, such fun. We're a winning team. Like, we're good at what we do. And I'm just, yeah, like, I think the people I've met in the club, the tutors I've had, you know, the flatmates I've lived with. Shout out to all of you lot. Like, you lot are so, such cool people from all over. And I'm just like, man, I appreciate it. And so sometimes I'm like, it may not go the way you intend it to, but I promise you it'll work out for your good if you stick at it, if you stay diligent, if you give it your all. And listen, let's not get it twisted. I'm not saying you can't be upset, you can't be annoyed, because I was at some point, but I accepted what was in front of me. I was diligent what I did. I was obedient in various areas, and things worked together for my good. And so I can't stress enough that yes, it may not look the way you want it to now, but stick with it. Like, honestly, y'all, stick with it. Yeah, because, mate, listen, things get better. Nah, but honestly, listen, that's how I got into the University of York. I went from a girl having no offers, being rejected by every med school, to then getting an offer, getting an interview on the same day. And obviously that whole A-level IB fiasco my year in 2020 was just unbelievable. And I literally feel like God shifted the system on my behalf. And so it's one of them ones where I'm like, mate, I couldn't be more happier where I'm at. And it's interesting because obviously I've been able to go in to class, you know, go into anatomy, see the cadavers, see patients online and all these different kind of things. And to look at like other unis, and obviously every uni is trying, you know, but other unis that I wanted to go to, not being able to, you know, go in person. Like, I've been going to in-person stuff, obviously not as consistently in terms of like what should have been, you know, but being able to since September, since the beginning, and some people hadn't done that until like, what, the end of first year. And so I'm like, mate, what you wanted for yourself, now you would have been unhappy with it. And so I look back and I'm like, I'm genuinely happy where I'm at. Honestly, shout out to York, to people I've met at York. You guys know who you are. Big up to all of you. Yeah, man, that's a wrap. Like, that's how I got into York. Like I said, let me know your thoughts. Let me know what you think. Feel free to follow me on my social medias, Phoebe Durojaye. That's PHOEBEDUROJAIYE. Or search Phoebe Says What. I'm pretty sure I'm the one and only. You'll find me out. But yeah, honestly, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. Once again, appreciate all the love and the support everyone has shown. On to bigger and better things. Stay tuned, because this is not the last time you're going to hear Phoebe Says What on radio or in your ears. I'm going to be back. But y'all, this is Phoebe Says What signing out. Peace out.